You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
Summer's intense heat gives a dreamy feel to the day here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the backyard of the clubhouse.
So what are we going to do today? Oh, considering how hot it is out here, I'm for not doing much at all.
Yeah.
Hey, check out these ants, guys. The heat doesn't seem to be bothering them.
Apes and ants do a dance. An alien eats an apple. Hey, what can I say? Hey, what can I say? Apes and ants do a dance. An alien eats an apple. Hey, what can I say?
Maybe the heat doesn't bother insects. It's not slowing down those bees.
Listen closely, I hear them buzzing.
To be or not to be, I think therefore I am, you see. Just sitting in the street, happy as can be. I think therefore I am, you see. To bees or not to bees, a question for both you and me. Two bees up in the sky, two bees.
I think this heat's starting to affect Sam. What's he doing, Jack?
Other than walking around in a circle? I'm not sure.
Hey, guys, come over here. I've got an idea.
Come on and circle dance with me. Come on and circle dance with me. Well, some might like to do the square, but it's got an S up there. And if you want to dance with me, you've got to have a C. Come on and circle dance with me. Come on and circle dance with me. Circle starts with C.
Whew. I sure worked up a thirst doing the circle dance,
yeah.
Huh?
I think Mom made some iced tea. Would you guys like some?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, do we have anything to eat? I'm in the mood for a donut.
Is that the doorbell? I didn't even know we had one.
Yeah. I'll get the door.
Ding dong, open up the door. Ding dong, open up the door. There's a duck with a donut and I don't know what for. Ding dong, open up the door. Ding dong, open up the door. Ding dong, open up the door.
Well, this donut is delicious.
I can't believe a duck showed up at our door with a donut.
A duck with a donut.
You think that's strange? You'll never believe what's in our backyard.
What?
Come take a look out the window.
Eight enormous elephants eating eggplants. Everyone is watching them, enjoying their dance. Eight enormous elephants eating eggplants. Electric eels and earthworms play with itsy-weensy ants.
Well, this is a strange day. In fact, I feel like I'm dreaming this all.
Yeah, this has got to be a dream.
Really?
Yeah. Guys, now there's a big dog in our backyard, and he's doing a lot of scratching. I wonder what his name is.
Freddy the dog, he's got fleas. Flamingos flying round, Freddy starts to sneeze.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Yes, I'm looking for Gregor. Have you seen Gregor?
Gregor?
Gary likes to watch the green plants grow. Gregor, have you found any gold?
No. That was weird.
I'll answer it this time. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Yes, Zucchini Brothers. This is Money Messenger from Square Records.
Oh, hello, Mr. Messenger.
Just calling to let you boys know that we're still interested in a possible record contract somewhere in the near distant future.
Great.
First, though, do you have any rap songs sung by a hippo and a horse?
Coming right up, sir.
We're the hippo and horse coming at you with force. We got a dance for you. We'll tell you what to do. When we say H, wave your hands in the air. H! When we say H, shake your heels everywhere. H. When we say H, move your head and your hair. H. H, hands. H, heels. H, head. H, hair. H. Peace and harmony.
Excellent song.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if you truly want a blue pizza record contract with Square Records, you must have a slower song suitable for special dancing.
Here's one I think you'll enjoy.
Mr. I and Mrs. It, made for each other, they're a perfect fit. Well, he's long and lean and she's short and small, but they dance mad and fun at the evening ball. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Messenger will be very proud.
Yeah. Look up in the sky. Is it a plane?
No, I don't think so. Is it a balloon?
No, I think it's a bird. This has definitely got to be a dream.
Yeah, maybe we're all having the same dream.
Some strange kind of alphabet dream.
Yeah, I've noticed that each song starts with the next letter of the alphabet.
Did you ever have a dream or two where the hero is a guy named you, and the things he does are just too much? Does he fly like Mr. Superman, speak Chinese, French, and Dutch? Did you ever have a dream or two? Have you ever woken up one day with the feeling that you've been away? If the girl that you dreamed of last night had the very same dream in the very same scene with the very same boy, hold tight. It's a very special knowledge that you've got, my friend. You can travel anywhere with anyone you care. It's a very special knowledge. Travel around the world one night on the magic wings of astral flight. If you've got the secret, tell me too. Have you ever had a dream or two? It's a very special. My friend, you can walk around in New York while you sleep in bed.
of astral flight. If you've got the secret, tell me do. Have you ever had a dream or two? Have you ever had a dream or two?
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from David Bowie. At the top of the news today, a kitten has been spotted flying a kite in a meadow in Zucchini Land. Seems this kitten's attracting lots of attention, and Coward Hosel is live on location with the story. Coward!
Coward Hosel here, and the crowd is in complete awe of what's going on here, folks. A kitten making a kite dip and dive like a pro. Impressive, impressive. Mr. Kitten, you're getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't?
Yeah, because flying a kite takes concentration. Besides, I was in the news last year.
We'll leave you alone to concentrate. Back to you, Bob.
Like a coward, it's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane?
Hot and humid, dreamlike weather. More of the same tomorrow. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
I never knew kittens could fly kites.
Yeah, anything's possible when you're in a dream.
So you really think we're dreaming this?
Well, we must be. Look at those lizards.
Lizards?
Little lizards lying around, licking lollipops till the sun goes down. Little lizards lying around, licking lollipops till the sun goes down.
Well, if this is a dream, I hope there won't be any monsters in it.
Yeah, monsters are scary.
Uh-oh.
A monster?
Right over there.
Ice monsters. They're melting. Dancing mummies, show their tummies. The ice monsters, they keep on melting, while each mummy eats something yummy.
Boy, I'd sure like to wake up from this dream.
Well, at least those monsters melted.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan. Hey, who's your friend?
And why does he have all those neckties on?
He's wearing 9 neckties.
Ouch.
He's got 19 names.
They call me Ned, Nat, Nelson, Nathan.
He's wearing 9 neckties.
Ouch.
He's got 19 names.
Call me Nestor Norton Luther Nick Nick.
You're late for dinner,
not Nelson. Oh, everybody's always nagging me.
So, are you guys enjoying this dream?
Oh, wow. How did you get into our dream?
Yeah. The same way everyone else did.
And how's that?
I fell asleep.
Oh, I see.
Oh, like a circle you around. Oh, like a hole in the ground. Round as a moon or a birthday balloon. Oh, how I like the way you look. Uh-oh, lots of food we'll cook. We'll put it here on this plate. Like an O, it is shaped. I said, oh.
If this is really a dream that we're all having together, then everybody should see the same things, right?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, look across the street.
Yeah?
Does everybody see that pink poodle doing the polka?
The pink poodle polka! 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 The pink poodle polka!
Okay. Very interesting, but I'd like to ask a question.
I've got a quality question.
A quiz?
No. A quality question.
Well, what is it?
Okay. What's quite quick and begins with a Q?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I said, what's quite quick and begins with a Q?
Oh, I know.
What?
A quail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shouldn't you? I knew
quail.
That.
A
I knew
quail.
That. I knew that.
This is getting weird.
You know what this dream needs?
I know. How's about some rock and roll?
Oz to rock, Oz to roll, rock and roll. Oz to rock, Oz to roll, rock and roll. Oz to rock, Oz to roll, rock and roll. Rock and roll.
What's Sam building?
I don't know. It looks interesting, though. Let's find out.
Hey, Sam, what you making?
Well, I'm getting hungry, and I've heard the moon is made of cheese. So I'm building a spaceship so I can fly to the moon and get some yummy cheese. What do you think?
This is definitely a dream.
Spaceship. Spaceship. Soaring through space in a spaceship, spaceship. Speeding through the sky in a spaceship, spaceship. Spaceship, spaceship. Sailing past Saturn in a spaceship, spaceship. Soaring through space in a spaceship.
Okay, everybody, let's take a little break from this dream.
You mean wake up?
If we do that, we might not be able to come back.
Yeah, and I'm having fun dreaming.
Well, then how about we have a cup of tea instead?
It's time for tea on the tabletop. It's time for tea, says the tick-tock clock. Eat some toast, then brush your teeth. Tidy up and get some sleep. Tired toes tap to the beat. Today was such a treat.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Why don't we round up a few unicorns?
Well, that sounds great.
Anything goes.
Yeah, I've heard that unicorns are very good at playing ukuleles.
There's a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn. Underground.
Doesn't need an umbrella.
It never rains.
He just plays his ukulele
with the utmost care.
He's a unique, up-to-date, unusual unicorn.
I'm a unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
Excellent.
Good.
Wow, unicorns really do play ukuleles very well.
You mean very V.
I'm gonna have to trust you on that one.
Gotta visualize watching videos. Turn the volume up, turn it way up high. Take a vacation at the village inn. Play your violin.
Very,
What's next?
This is a dream, so whatever you want.
Well,
have you ever heard a walrus whistle?
Old Mr. Walrus whistles while he waddles along, watching the whales wagging their tails to the beat of the W song. Everybody,
old Mr. Walrus whistles while he waddles along, watching the whales wagging their tails to the beat of the W song.
A walrus whistling, huh? I can top that one. Look over there.
Is that what I think it is?
This fox plays the saxophone. This fox plays the saxophone. He's not an expert. He's definitely not an expert. But this fox plays the sax, and it's exactly what he wants to do. It's exactly what he wants to do.
Okay, I'm ready to wake up.
Me too. Yeah. So how do we wake up?
Maybe we should knock our sneakers together 3 times and yodel.
Yoda yo-hoo, yoda yo-loo, yoda yo. Yesterday you yodeled, you yodeled yesterday. I said yesterday you yodeled yesterday. Yoda yo-hoo, yoda yo-hoo, yoda yo.
Come on!
Yoda yo-hoo, yoda yo-hoo, yoda yo.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, we're definitely still dreaming.
How can you tell?
Because now there are zebras in our backyard.
Zebras at the zoo, running in zigzags. All they want to do is run in zigzags. Zebras at the zoo, running in zigzags. All they want to do is run in zigzags.
I've got a great idea. I know how we can wake up.
How's that?
Well, we'll just keep sleeping until morning.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, that'd be easy.
It's a plan. Clubhouse phone? Clubhouse phone?
Huh? Oh. Clubhouse phone, I got it.
Hello? Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Good morning, Jack.
Susan?
Sorry to call so early, but I just had the strangest dream.
Really? So did I, and you were in it.
And you and your brothers were in my dream.
No kidding, because Sam and Steve were in my dream, too.
Maybe we had the same dream.
Maybe we're still dreaming.
I know how we can tell.
How's that?
What time does your clock read?
11:04?
Mine too.
Well, guess that answers that question.
Sure does. And it looks like it's time for a song from Dana Banana.
3 + 3 divided by a jillion. 10d6 plus 5d19 more. Any number times 100 gillion equals 11:04. Take any number minus 37, square it, then divide it by a score.
That's 20!
The number that results adding 11 equals 11:04. I know that children can understand even the complicatest things, like fractions and actions of negative numbers and elephants with wings. If you pay attention, I may even mention the fact that you will find that higher mathematics produces fanatics of the most amazing kind.
When dividing the square root of 12 by any rational number, the circumference of the resulting trozoloid must be less than or equal to fledge. Any questions?
Miss Reedy!
Yes?
What's flurge?
Oh.
When dividing anything by 7016, be sure to carry the one right out the door. The square of any multiple of 16 equals 114. Numerals divided by their inverse, numbers that you've never seen before. Any sum that looks the same in reverse equals 114.
These equations and calculations are not to be taken literally, figuratively, progressively, regressively, and randomly at face value, and are not intended for use in any actual context in the real world. Any attempt to take this song seriously is strictly prohibited. Ask your teacher for details.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KHSU in Arcata, California.
Hello!
Today's alphabet songs were by the Zucchini Brothers.
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,283.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In recent years, youth activists have led the charge to demand action on climate change. But Bill McKibben believes young people should not have to face global warming alone.
I've heard too many people say, oh, it's up to the next generation to solve this problem. And that just seemed impractical. We don't have 30 years for them to grow up and take the reins of power.
McKibben is an environmental writer, activist, and the founder of Third Act, a group that organizes people over 60 to push for climate action. Third Act has chapters all over the country and organizes